Time now for StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. Today, we'll hear from Connie Doria Rocha. 80 years ago, Connie was living with her mother and siblings in San Antonio, Texas, when the United States entered World War II. As a woman, she was barred from combat. But like many other women, she found a way to join the war effort. Here's Connie remembering how she became a mechanic for the military.
I came home one day and told my mom that there were signs all over, like Uncle Sam needs you. And I said, would you let me go? Because in the Hispanic home, a young girl did not leave home. But she says, do you want to be like me at age 22 with four kids? I said, no. Then she says, well, then get the heck out of here. So I signed up, and we were put in a, what is the word, convoy to Hawaii. And we were the only ship with women. They assigned me to the sheet metal department, and it was like on-the-job training. I didn't know what a wrench was, nothing. The airplanes that were coming in were all torn up. And they needed for you to crawl into the plane. You could see blood all over it. And the smell was horrible. I just couldn't stand it. And I went and told my supervisor, I can't do it. And I'll never forget that he told me, you take a deep breath and get back in there and you just do that job. And I did. The minute the war was over, they said, thank you, bye, now go back home. And I said, the hell with that. You know, I already got a taste of what it's like to be an independent woman. But after we came back, I met my husband, and he was such a good man. And I thought, man, this is going to be a boring ride, you know. But we were married 52 years. He was a strong Navy man. And I remember one day we were talking about where we were going to go when we die. And at the cemetery here, the man's name is in the front of the cross and their wife's name is in the back. So I said, if you want to go there, you go. But I'm not, because I'm not going to be in the back of nobody's cross. I did as much as you guys did. You guys had a uniform on and a gun. But who fixed that gun for you? And so he has his own name, and I'll have my own name.
That's Connie Doria Rocha, who is now 95 years old, for StoryCorps in San Antonio, Texas. She recorded this interview back in 2008. It's archived at the Library of Congress.